He's 6 years old and he's 6 feet tall. Got a boomerang and golden ball. His grandpa's a wizard and his dad is small. He's Kulk, oh Kulk, the Kinder Giant, Tinder Giant. When he gets mad, he don't pout, 'cause he's a barbarian, he'll rage out. He'll punch you to the moon, and that's no doubt. He's Kulk, oh Kulk, the Kinder Giant.
The Kinder Giant!
Welcome to the Adventures of Kulk. This is a podcast where funny adults play Dungeons & Dragons with an even funnier 6-year-old.
He's Kulk.
The Kinder Giant!
Welcome back to The Adventures of Kulk, where a very funny 7-year-old now plays Dungeons & Dragons with some slightly funny adults. And Calvin was just telling us he has an idea of how you actually win the game Dungeons & Dragons, right?
Yeah, there are two ways. You either fight a dinosaur-like thing that's, I think, is the strongest thing in the entire game of Dungeons & Dragons. Or you fight a grown-up red dragon alone.
So a solo battle victory against an ancient red dragon. That's one way to win Dungeons & Dragons.
I think that is a solid rule.
I mean, it certainly tracks.
If you survive any of the box art, you win Dungeons & Dragons.
But I think mainly the point of it is just to go on adventures with your friends and have fun and fight monsters and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. If you want to win and be happy, you can complete the game.
I mean, if you want to just continue, you know, spending every other Friday sad and playing Dungeons & Dragons, and yeah, continue doing it your way.
Yeah, if you want to play it forever, sure.
Kinder Giant.
How you doing, Calvin?
Good.
Do you remember what happened in our last adventure? We're in the chocolate factory.
Were we trying to get a key from these goat people?
We got the key from the goat people, and then we got past the beholder.
The bubblegum beholder, that's right. You sang him a song about how handsome and powerful he was and managed to get past him without getting into a brawl. You managed to talk your way out of it and get through the room after you made him a very special, one-of-a-kind jelly bean flavor out of pizza and pie and various other flavors. It was very clever of you guys. So far, you've had a dance party with a bunch of satyr goat guys in the waterfall room. You have managed to not get trapped by a bunch of caramel kobolds. You solved the pie puzzle, and you talked your way past a beholder, which is, you know, pretty awesome considering that beholders don't generally have very good listening skills.
We're really playing this one a lot smarter than usual, huh, Kulk?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's not get locked in super smart play. You guys have just made it past a pretty tricky room with a very dangerous monster in it, and you close the door behind you, and the door locks solid, so you can't go back. And you're in a small little hallway that leads to another door, a big round wooden door with a brass handle in the middle. And Willie's willing to lead you down the hallway to the door, or you can just like walk right up to the door, you can walk through the door, you can knock on the door, you can check the door for traps, but there is a door in front of you, and there is nowhere else to go but through the door. What do you want to do?
Look for booby traps.
Let's check for traps. That's a dice roll.
That feels like a thing his dad should do.
Investigation?
Like activity.
Yeah, I would probably say.
Well, it would be, but Kulk said he wants to check for traps. So
okay.
An 18.
You guys watch Kulk walk up to the door and kind of like look at it and put his ear to it and tap it with his fingers and maybe dust a few cobwebs out of the way, but Kulk, you haven't found any traps on this door. It seems pretty legit. There doesn't seem to be like anything tricky in the floor or the ceiling or anything like that. You haven't noticed any like magical barriers or tricks or traps to this door. It looks just like a door. If anything, you actually do get a little bit of a smell through the door. Whatever's on the other side of the door sort of smells like cooking sugar. Like, have you ever smelled like cookies baking? It has kind of like that kind of smell to it. There's a real faint smell of like sugar cooking.
What's on the other side of this door, Warlocka?
Oh, well, again, the portals are malfunctioning, as you can see, so I can't be entirely sure. But if I was to venture a guess, I would say that this next room is the Golden Goose Room. Now, do you remember in Trundletown when you bought very special coins that you'd toss in the air, you'd flip them in the air, and they turn into whatever candy you were looking for?
Yeah.
Well, in this room, in the Golden Goose Room, I keep my magical golden geese that lay golden chocolate eggs. The chocolate inside the eggs is what I use to make my magic tokens. You see, it's all very magical and extremely brilliant, if I do say so myself. Why, thank you, Willy. Yes, thank you, Willy. Oh, my goodness, you are handsome and brilliant. Oh, I know, but please, don't flatter me in front of the adventurers.
Why, he's talking to himself. We walk by and walk through the door.
Duckmaster gives a heavy eye roll.
I don't want to. I just want to stay and look.
So I'm going to walk through the door.
And Kulk, you're going to hang back in the hallway?
Yeah.
Kipple, since you're going through the door, the first thing you notice in this room is that there is a high ceiling, and it is enchanted to look like a night sky. You are seeing, like, little twinkling stars in the sky, and it looks like the sun had just set on the sky. Hovering above you to your right, about 20 feet in the air, on little white puffy clouds, are three large, and when I say large, I mean larger than horses, large golden geese. And they are sleeping on these clouds under the enchanted night sky to your right. In the center of the room, you see two round shoots, one painted red and one painted gold. And you can see that there's sort of like a shower of sparkles and light coming out of the bottom of these clouds that the geese are sleeping on. And slowly but surely, there are golden eggs, large golden eggs, too big to hold with one hand. We're talking like the size of like ostrich eggs here. They're slowly floating down from the clouds. And you recognize that there are these small mage hands, like these little spectral hands, flitting between the clouds, catching the eggs and sorting them into the two chutes on the floor. You can see across the room that there's another door that looks just like the one you just walked through, and it has a very large padlock on it. So it is locked shut tight. To your left, you don't see much more than a couple of torches on a stone wall.
Warlanka, magic user to magic user, this is some heavy magic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You see, golden geese are very heavy sleepers, and I don't recommend waking them up if you can avoid it, because they're awfully grumpy. The term grumpy actually originates from geese, in case you didn't know that. And yes, I keep mage hands to sort the eggs, some that make the grade go in one chute, some that don't make the grade go into the other. Now, normally, these chutes would go to the exact places that they need to go, but because everything seems to be haywire in my dungeon factory, I can't be quite sure where each of these chutes are leading, yes. And it does seem like the door across the room is heavily locked. That's not normal either. Boy, what a day.
What makes a golden egg a bad golden egg?
Well, there's a certain grade of quality that must be in the golden chocolate on the inside. The perfect blend of magic, nature, and chocolate must be obtained inside the egg. You see, an egg is pure candy potential. And if the mage hands sense that something's off with the egg or not quite perfect with the inside, well, then we toss them down the garbage chute. If they make the grade, they go into the other chute and they're off to processing.
Kulk, you notice that Grandpa isn't paying attention, but you notice Duckmaster, he's seen one of these geese and he seems to have like fallen in love with it, and he's about to head right towards it.
I have about three plans that should work, and I didn't even roll for them.
Are you going to come into the room now, Kulk? Are you going to sneak in here and get a look at things?
Yeah, I'm going to go in the room.
When you guys are finally through the door does slam shut and lock behind you. So you are now locked in this room. Okay, I'm going to need everybody to roll perception.
I got a 6.
17.
Kipple got a 22.
Okay, perfect. Now, Kulk, you don't notice this, but Grandpa and Kipple, when you look around and you kind of take this room in, you notice that the goose in the center cloud is sleeping with a large iron key on an iron ring in its beak.
That's the one the Duckmaster's in love with.
As far as you can tell, there are three ways out of this room. The two chutes and the locked door. But you're going to have to get that key first.
Now I got four plans on how to get out.
Let's hear it, pal. What do you want to do?
Well, the first one could be I have this note on the pie and it could be a secret key. Well, does it unlock it?
No, I don't think so. I think that golden goose is holding the key to this door.
I still have some more plans.
Okay, what's your other plans?
My other plan is we could help those hands with the golden eggs.
Oh, we could help the hands sort out the golden eggs? That sounds like manual labor. Kipple is strongly against that. What's plan number three?
Get the key.
I like that one.
Well, the geese are floating on enchanted clouds in a night sky about 20 feet above your head, so it's a little too high to jump. So you're going to have to come up with some way to get up there and try to get that key out of the goose's beak. Remember, Willie did warn you that sometimes these geese are very grumpy when they're woken up, but it is difficult to wake them up.
I'm just going to say Grandpa's flying cloak just wore out, and he thuds to the ground next to him.
I can teleport. I can maybe pop up there, grab the key, and feather fall down.
How are you going to be able to grab the key out of the beak?
Without waking it up?
Yeah, because, it's hard shut, right?
It does look like he's got it in his beak pretty tough, but you can hear these geese almost, snoring a little,
Now, I'm looking up at those clouds. Am I thinking that I would be able to stand on that cloud, or am I thinking that I would not?
We have a duck master.
You do have a duck master. If I were you, I would think that you probably have even odds to be able to balance on these clouds since these geese are much larger than you.
All right, so here's the two options, Pogue, you choose. Should we send duck master up there to try to pry it out and get it down? Or I could teleport up there and try to use, I am pretty stealthy. I could try to be a little quieter and do it.
What about both at the same time?
Duckmaster starts flying up.
And you're going to try to teleport there, Kipple?
I don't know. I agree with that. I think if we're going to have the duck go up there.
Oh, you're going to wait. You're going to give Duckmaster a try first, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's happening. I'm going to go try to do plan number four.
Grandpa gets kind of right underneath the goose so he can catch the key if it falls.
Okay, and what's plan number four, Kulk?
Look for a secret lever.
Oh, like any sort of secret exit out of the room. That's what you're going to look for?
Yeah, one of the torches could move.
Okay.
Or wall that I could press a button on.
Okay. I'm going to have you roll investigation.
I got back an 8.
Okay. Well, you're not confused about where you are, but you are confused about any other options. What's the plan here? You're going to just try to, you're going to have Duckmaster fly up there and try to get that, just grab onto the key or wake up the goose or try to grab the key and take it without waking the goose?
I think Duckmaster flies all the way up right in front of the goose and he's doing his best kind of hover job, which isn't great because he's a duck. Mm-hmm. And he looks back to Kulk for the thumbs up.
Kulk, you going to give Duckmaster the thumbs up?
Yeah.
Oh, now Duckmaster's going to do a sleight of beak check.
While Duckmaster is going up to get the key, I'm preparing animal friendship just in case he wakes up.
So Duckmaster is doing his best hover job, and he's going to roll a sleight of beak.
Is that even in the game?
It certainly is. You got a 12.
Okay, you guys see Duckmaster about 20 feet in the air. He does manage to get his beak wrapped around the other side of this iron key. And now I'm going to have Duckmaster roll a strength check.
He's trying to pull it out, so now he's got his little webbed feet against the goose so he can pull it out of its mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Sure, why not?
Ooh, 7.
You guys watch Duckmaster, plant his feet on this goose's sleeping belly, and he's got the other end of this key ring gripped in his beak, and he's pulling on it, and he's pulling on it, and he's pulling on it, and it just doesn't seem to want to break free of the goose's beak. The good news is that the goose has not even noticed that anything is happening. He's still fast asleep, just...
And I want to say that in Duckmaster's defense, he was distracted by how beautiful the goose was. Duckmaster obviously lets go, and he looks down at Kulk and gives kind of a head shake, it's not working.
All right, Kulk, what do you think? You think I should zap up there and give it a shot?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll use Dimension Door.
Mm-hmm.
I teleport myself from your current location to any other spot within range.
Mm-hmm.
And I arrive exactly in the spot desired, which is right next to the duck in grabbing range of the key. So I do that. And okay. So am I on cloud or?
Yes, Kipple, when you cast this spell, your ears pop a little bit and you find yourself all of a sudden just standing on a puffy white cloud. It feels kind of like the inside of a pillow. It's really soft and squishy. It's almost like walking across cotton candy. You're definitely right next to the goose. You can see his gorgeous golden feathers, like, sort of reflecting at you. It almost looks like he's made of gold. It's amazing. It's very, like, shiny and golden, and you can see the key. You could reach out with your arm and grab the key. You're definitely going to have to keep yourself a little bit steady because the cloud is kind of small and the goose is breathing rather heavily. So every time the goose sort of inhales, like, you kind of have to, like, find a little foothold so you don't, like, topple off of this cloud.
All right, so would that be a stealth check, sleight of hand?
I'm going to say you're going to have to do a stealth check to get your hand on the key. And I think that you're going to have to do a strength check to get the key from the goose's mouth.
Luckily, I had +9 stealth, so 14 stealth.
You have managed to, like, hop and jump and, like, stealthily weasel your way around the side of the goose and stay on the cloud. You don't even lose your balance. You guys down on the floor watching this, you're like, wow, Kipple was kind of born to do this. This is pretty sweet. And you've got your hand on the key ring, on the iron key ring.
And then you said sleight of hand?
I would say probably a strength check.
Kipple, don't screw it up.
Straight up and down strength check, I got a 14.
Oh, not bad. Okay, so you get your hand on this key ring and you pull on it and it starts to come loose. You start to feel it come loose from the goose's mouth and you see the goose, like, not wake up, but kind of, you know, like, it's not fighting you, but it's used to the feeling of the key in its mouth. So it's kind of waking up, but not so much. And you feel like maybe if you give it one more tug, you might be able to get it free of the goose's beak.
Okay, one more strength tug?
Sure.
9.
The goose kind of clenches its jaw a little bit and kind of, like, holds steady. Like, but you have managed to spin this key ring in the goose's mouth. And you have noticed since you've spun the key ring that there is actually a break in the key ring. If you could guide the key to the opening in the key ring, you might be able to lift that key right off the ring.
All right, so I did a sleight of hand to try to wiggle that thing out, and I got a 19.
You have lifted this large iron key just out of the key ring, and you have it in your hand. Now, what do you want to do?
I'll just jump down. I have, were they boots of feather fall or ring of feather fall? I had something.
I think it was in your armor or something like that, but either way, you have a feather fall spell that allows you to fall 60 feet without being harmed. You watch Kipple hop off this cloud, and it looks for a half a second like he's going to fall and, like, hurt himself. But then this little insignia, this little, like, carving on his armor plate kind of glows a little bit, and he floats very calmly down to the ground and lands in front of you with the key in his hand.
Never send a duck to do a small man who can float's job.
A tale as old as time.
I'm going to have you guys all roll perception right now.
12.
I got a 14.
I got a 12.
Okay, you guys are all relatively aware that something seems amiss in this room all of a sudden, okay? Like, the geese aren't waking up, but the spell that has enchanted the ceiling is starting to dissipate. The night sky behind them is starting to fade, and you're starting to see, like, the exposed rafters of the ceiling of the room. And just as you're getting your bearings, two of the parts of the wall behind you break free, and you see a couple of kobolds. Remember the caramel kobolds from the beginning? They tried to trap you in the waterfall room. They bust out of these holes in the walls, and they both have hoses, like giant pressurized hoses, and they start firing at you with caramel syrup. It looks like they're hosing you down with caramel syrup. And I'm going to roll an attack roll here.
Grandpa opens his mouth wide.
I rolled a 17 and a 14. So you guys, I guess, are probably going to get hit with caramel unless you can make a dexterity check that will save you from those rolls.
I got a 10.
Grandpa both failed the check, but it didn't matter because he wanted that syrup.
Kipple got a 17.
Okay, Kipple, you managed to get out of the way with only getting a little bit of caramel on you. I'm going to roll for Willie here, too. Willie got a 12, so he didn't really get out of the way either. But Kulk, Willie, and Grandpa, you guys kind of get hosed with caramel, okay? And you feel this caramel. It's not hot. It doesn't hurt or anything like that, but you are suddenly coated in sticky, melted caramel. It's not, like, holding you in place or anything like that. And you see these little kobolds, like, grin and snicker at you, like...
Joke's on you. It's delicious.
Well, they press little levers on their hoses and they fire at you again. And this time you're being pelted with candy corn. Okay, so everybody can roll a dexterity roll again to see if you can get out of the way of the candy corn. That includes you, Kipple.
Grandpa opens his mouth even wider and rolls a one.
I'm almost as mad as Grandpa's underbeard.
Yeah, Colt follows Grandpa's lead because he rolled a four. Kipple's still being a ninja backflipping. He got a 23, so.
Okay, well, Kipple does not get any candy corn on him. He's got a little caramel on, like, his pants, you know, but from the original onslaught. But as soon as these kobolds are done pelting you with candy corn, they run back into the holes in the walls, and the holes in the walls vanish. So it seems like this whole thing was really kind of like some sort of elaborate trap. Now, you still have the key. Kipple still has the key. He's not covered in caramel and candy corn, but the night sky has completely dissipated from the ceiling. And you look up, and you happen to notice that all the geese are awake now, and they're looking down at you. And you can tell when a large goose is hungry, and you guys, coated in caramel and candy corn, look a lot like food.
I do want to say that we also just noticed that Duckmaster had snuggled up next to the middle one and is napping next to it.
Oh, well, that's awkward. But it's only awkward really for Duckmaster, because the geese seem really only focused on you guys, and they seem curious, and they seem to be licking their beaks, and they seem awfully interested in getting a crack at eating this caramel and candy corn in front of them.
All right, so at this point, I would be worried, and I would cast Animal Friendship.
Kipple's really carrying us through this one.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, isn't he? Like, he's, sure.
I'm gonna ask Grandpa to eat his way through the caramel and candy and free me. Yeah, by eating it.
We're not trapped though, right? We can still move.
It doesn't even seem to have slowed you down. You do unfortunately look just like goose food. This is what these geese eat. And even Willie is like,
oh no, we look just like the goose treats.
Back up, guys, I got this. And I cast Animal Friendship, I think.
It's still good to eat it, then all the food will be gone. I think you're like,
not if they just chomp you, your whole body.
It seems like Kipple's spell has worked. The center goose, the main goose that you stole the key from, he does stop and hesitate, and he kind of looks confused, like, huh?
And I look at him and I go, hey, buddy, it's me, your friend Kipple. Remember? Kipple and Goose. Kipple and Goose.
And the goose, it seems, is trying to focus on you. He's trying to hear what you're saying, but he also is very hungry. He can't get the smell of this candy corn and this caramel out of his beak. He's looking at you and then kind of looking at everybody else covered in the candy corn and just kind of sniffing the air, and like, he looks very stunned. On the other hand, these other two geese are moving in on you guys, and I'm going to have to roll some attack rolls because they're getting really close.
Actually, they don't, because I did actually cast that at third level. It says when you cast a spell using spell slot of second or higher, you can affect one additional beast for each slot above first. They would need wisdom checks.
Okay.
But I do sing Kipple and the Geese, Kipple and the Geese, Kipple and the Goose and the additional geese.
Kipple, you are having a gold star day, okay? Because these two other geese just rolled very poorly on wisdom checks. So now you guys are basically in this like standoff, like locked in this hungry stare with these three giant geese that don't seem to know exactly what to do about you. You can tell, even without Animal Friendship, that they desperately want to eat you because you look just like food. But because Kipple is there and telling them, hey, we're buddies, remember that we're buddies, they seem to be hesitating just a bit. You don't know how much time this is going to buy you. There's still three ways out of this room, and you're still covered in candy corn and caramel. So what do you want to do? You can try one of the chutes. You can try unlocking the door. You can try passing the key to each other and getting to the door. But the geese seem very hesitant right now.
So I throw the key to Grandpa, and I'm between them and the geese with my hands up, just kind of hands on their noses, petting their noses, saying, oh, that's bad food. Ugh, yucky food. No, yucky.
Grandpa casts Wall of Water around Hulk himself, and after he catches the key.
okay.
He gets the key, casts Wall of Water, on all three of them, which is not normally how you use it, but they're all within the wall. And then he looks over at Kipple and he starts kind of washing it off.
Okay. So you catch the key and you start washing off the candy corn and the caramel sticky sauce. There's one goose there that is just like, he might be a little less smart than the other two geese, because even though he's listening to you and he seems to be on board with like not trying to eat you, he can't stop sniffing the caramel sauce that's stuck to your pants. He's still kind of like, still trying to get in there like.
And I take off my pants and give them to the goose.
Oh my goodness!
You want the caramel? Here you go. Here's the caramel. I'm wearing long johns underneath.
We will give you 3 seconds to bark. This podcast is back.
Kevin said we will give the audience a couple seconds to go barf if they need to.
All right, so Kipple, you.
He's not naked. He's wearing long johns. That's. Like,
I don't know if long johns are a thing. Maybe a loincloth, you know?
Look, either way, he's just shot from behind. It's all bare butt.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, Kipple, you managed to slough your pants off real quick, and this goose, like, snatches him up and starts, like, chewing on him, like. The other two geese are trying to get those pants away from him, and you see these geese kind of move away just a little bit from you while they're tearing and trying to get a bite of your pants. I'm going to have you guys roll a good old-fashioned initiative roll so we can see who gets to get cleaned up and get to the door or whatever you guys are going to do
first.
But the geese are fully distracted by the sticky pants that Kipple is now not wearing. And you can figure out how you want to exit this room.
Are we clean or do we have to try to get clean and use that as our turn?
I'm assuming that you guys are all trying to get clean. So I would really like to have you roll initiative to see who gets cleaned up and can take an action first.
Grandpa got a 3.
Grandpa is really struggling with his beard.
He's having a rough day. Yeah. Duckmaster got a 20. Just kidding. We're on the same turn.
Colt got a 5. Kipple got a 7. We're distracted by what just happened with the pants situation as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
I think mainly Kulk.
Kulk might have barfed or something.
Kulk barfed. Yeah.
Okay, Kulk, I'm going to have you roll a constitution check to decide whether or not you barfed.
I got a 17.
Oh, okay, so for a second, Kulk, you go and you feel like you might be sick, but now you're over it. You just realize that because you're so tall, you don't have to look at your dad's underpants. So you just kind of like avert your eyes to like higher points in the room. And you're just like, I'm not looking at you. I know what's happening, but I'm not looking at you. Gross. So you manage to fight through that. Now, Kipple, this is your room, buddy. You are doing it, man. You rolled the highest initiative, so you are free to take an action in this room. You can do a number of things. You can check out the chutes. You can try to unlock the door. You can inspect some other part of the room. The geese are pretty busy eating your pants.
I take the key back from Grandpa and run over and try to use it on the door.
You make it over to the lock, and the key fits right into the lock, as a key fits into a lock generally. And you turn the key, and the padlock snaps and falls right off onto the floor. It looks like the door is open now.
And Kipple wins Dungeons & Dragons.
What do you guys want to do? Do you want to check anything else out in this room? You still have a couple of minutes before these geese are done eating Kipple's pants.
I'm going to go get through the door.
Kulk runs through the door. Are you guys going to follow him? Grandpa, are you too busy eating the candy out of your beard?
I call out to Warlock and say, hey, can we have one of these eggs for payment?
Yes, of course. Help yourselves, heroes. That was the most pantsless fighting I've ever seen in my long, long career.
Grandpa grabs an egg, because I guess a floating egg, and just kind of puts it in his robe. And on the way out, he has kind of a tender moment with Kipple where he goes, Kipple, that was impressive back there. And I know I don't compliment you enough. And then he just walks by. Duckmaster is going back towards that middle duck. He's trying to woo it. And it's very Donald trying to win over Daisy. It's a lot of bravado. He's doing a lot of duck flexing. He's casting a lot of like Zoolander looks over his shoulder back at the duck, a lot of winks. A lot of beak smooches he's throwing at him.
But yet we have all moved on to the next room and closed the door behind us.
That's probably what happened.
It's not locked. Like, we already unlocked the door.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about we have Duck Master roll a charisma check?
Oh, that's good.
And then I'll Dungeon Master my way out of this.
11.
Oh, well, okay, that's not bad. Okay, so Duckmaster is still flying around, and he's really kind of like strutting and stuff like that. You guys obviously don't see this. This is sort of a tender moment between Duckmaster and a large golden goose. And the goose is still pretty focused on the food that's in the room. But eventually, the goose does look up at Duckmaster and give him kind of like a... And that, as we all know, roughly translated in golden goose speak is... If I wasn't married...
A single tear drips down Duckmaster's cheek.
Okay, you guys made it through the Golden Goose Room. That was pretty sweet. Kipple, you were still pantsless. And the first thing you notice when you guys get through this door is, again, the door slams behind you, and it does seem like it's not going to open again. So you can't go back the way you came. You find yourself on a small landing, and there's a large stone staircase that leads straight up to what... looks like a small, you can't really tell because it's about 40 feet away. There's really nowhere else to go except to climb up these stairs.
Grandpa casts Silent Image, which appears as a blur around all of Kipple's lower section.
You can just lend me your cloak. I could tie it around my waist.
That's all Grandpa's wearing. Oh, it's not his cloak.
Fair enough. Why did you do a silent illusion as pants?
I'm not burning another spell slot.
Fantastic. So you guys want to climb up these stairs? You want to try to go to the next room?
I want to take a little bit of my pants, throw it on one of those steps.
Oh, okay. You want to tear off a little bit of your pants and throw it onto the steps.
Yeah.
Smart. Sure. Okay. So you guys pause at the landing. In front of the staircase, and you see Culp like reach down and tear off a little bit of his pants. And it's just at the cuff, you know, where his boots start. And he takes a piece of cloth and he tosses it onto the staircase, and it just flops onto the staircase. Doesn't seem to trigger anything. The stairs seem rather sturdy. They just seem like pretty normal stone stairs.
Can I step and put my shoe on the first or second step?
The only thing you notice about the first or second step is that the higher you climb, it does seem to feel like there's a cold breeze kind of blowing on you. So like every time you step onto a new step, it feels almost like it gets a little colder.
I'm going to go down and say there's a frost monster.
All right. Well, do you guys want to take a short rest before we go up and like take on this monster?
We have full health.
But we assume it's a frost monster. We're taking Colt's blind word.
If Coke says there's a frost monster, there's 100% a frost monster. Frost monster? Your grandpa's having a senior moment.
A frost monster.
A frost monster. He just gets tongue-tied.
And as Grandpa jabbers into himself, Coke and Kipple begin the climb up into the next room.
So you guys, having defeated the Golden Geese Room, start climbing the stairs on the other side of the door. And sure enough, as you're climbing the stairs, you notice a chill in the air. Even through Grandpa's muttering to himself and Duckmaster's pining quacks, and even through Kipple's pantsless nature that he's stuck in at the moment, Colt, you can notice that the farther you climb up the stairs, the colder it seems to feel. The air has a deeper and deeper chill. There's ice forming on the sides of the walls as you get to the top of the staircase. And by the time you guys make it to the top of the staircase, you definitely feel cold. You're like, you feel like you're outside in the snow.
All right, thanks for listening to another episode of The Adventures of Kulk. What do you say, Calvin?
Thank you.
Yes, and a big ups to our sound producer, DJ Josh Radden. And the man who wrote our theme song, Matthew Patrick Davis. Thank you so much. Thank you to Campfire Media. Please check out their podcast as well. A lot of good stuff on that channel. And please spread the word. Like, comment. Right, Calvin?
Yeah.
Subscribe on Apple so we can do another season. Right, Calvin?
Yeah.
You want to say anything else, Calvin?
No.
He's Kulk.